Our text is from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads thus: For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you today for the sacrifices that were made. Your only Son, Father, a sacrifice that settled our debt problem. Oh God, thank you because you took our punishment and imputed it on someone who did not sin. Thank you for the joy we received as the result of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. God, I pray, Father, for inspiring me to speak your word. Lord, it is my prayer that this message will reach those that you, God, has prepared their heart to receive your word. May they, O God, understand the truth about the gospel. If they are not saved, God, may this message help them to know the way. If they are saved, O God, may it strengthen their faith. Thank you now and take your glory. Amen. The theme of our message today is God's gift. We all sin against God, and in his perfect will, he sent his only Son to take our place. That's a gift that gave way to our salvation. He came to settle our debt problem. We all mess up. The Bible called it sin. It separated us from God. It destroyed our relationship with him. Now, we want to fix it ourselves. We try to fix it ourselves. But we can't. It is like you're trying to clean a dirty dishes with a dirty dish towel. You just made it worse. We are sinful. And so we cannot use the sinful body to sacrifice for the sin we are committed. So it took the grace of God to send his only Son to die for our sins. God so loved us. He loved us so much that he sent his Son, Jesus, to fix the problem for us. Amen. And the Bible says God loved us so much that he has to send his only Son to fix that problem for us. Jesus lived a perfect life. And then he died on the cross to pay the price for our sins. He took the punishment we deserved. Now listen, Jesus did not deserve the punishment he went through. But he took the punishment we deserved and he was willing to die for our sins. Is it not a joy to us? Someone who has not committed crime was willing to suffer what other people did wrong. He was willing to suffer your sin. He was willing to suffer for my sins and the sins of the whole world. Today, there are many people in the world who are still in doubt. There are many people in the world who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There are many people in the world who don't know the way. But I want to show you, how does it work? After Jesus had died for our sins, how can I come closer to Him? How can I know Him? How can I be a follower of Jesus? How can I give my life to Jesus? It's simple. Believe in Jesus. Trust that He died for you. Accept His gift of forgiveness. It is not about being perfect. No. You don't have to be perfect. It is about trusting in the one who is perfect. I want to encourage you. Come to Jesus as you are. Jesus came purposely to seek and to save those who are lost. And if you're listening to me, and you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to let you know that Jesus came for the purpose of saving you. Hallelujah. Imagine you are drowning in a deep river. You struggle going on and you can't save yourself. Then someone throws you a rope. All you have to do is to grab the rope and be saved. Why will you refuse to grab the rope? If the only hope you have is to grab the rope and be saved. I want to let you know today that the only hope we have is to believe in Jesus, is to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. There is no other way, there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved, only by the name Jesus. I'm grateful that Jesus paid the price on the cross for me. I'm grateful that I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I want you to also know that the invitation is extended to you. No matter where you are listening to me, I want you to understand that one day will be a judgment day. And those that do not know Jesus will be condemned. I don't want you to live on this earth, suffer difficulties, and find yourself in hell. Where there will be burning day and night. I want to encourage you, if you go to hell, you will regret the meaning you ever find yourself in hellfire. Jesus is calling you, come to me. Jesus is calling you, come to me, I will save you. If you hear the word of God and you believe in His message, I want to show you that if you just believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, rest assured that when Jesus comes, you will be saved. But if you don't believe in Jesus, and one day the cold hands of death lays on you, there will be no time to repent. This is the time to repent. This is the time to surrender your life to Jesus. This is the time to know that there is a living God. If you hear the word of God and believe in Jesus, one day we all will meet again and rejoice in the Lord, as our Savior has promised that He is going to prepare a place, and when He's done, He's going to come back to take us home. And where He is, there we will be. I can assure you that if you accept Jesus today, when He returns, we all will be present with Him. Take Jesus today as your Lord and Savior. When you believe in Him, you have hope to see Him tomorrow. You have hope to see other brethren tomorrow. You have hope to be with others, believers tomorrow. May the Lord bless His word and sanctify it in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.